You ever worry about slip-sliding away from the goodness, grandeur, and grace of the gospel? If that thought has ever flitted through your mind, I have good news for you today. Hi, this is Pastor Scott Boger from Westerlo Baptist Church in Westerlo, New York, your pastor for the day. I've watched my fair share of funny videos of people slipping on ice or tripping over objects. When you know they're okay, it's funny, because all humans have a similar history of slips and falls. This past week, God directed my heart towards the great doxology, or burst of praise, at the end of Jude's short letter. Jude is only 25 verses, but what a potent little missive. In God's economy, big things can come in small packages. He begins in verse 3 by stating that he wanted to write to other Christians about the great subject of salvation, but God had other plans for the letter. He's compelled to write about contending and defending the faith. There were false teachers who were on the loose, confusing, depressing, and attacking the simple gospel. And so he's led to put down his harp and pick up his battle trumpet. So the pleasant theme must give way to identify and neutralizing the threat to the early believers. He uses a host of truths from God's word and powerful illustrations to press home God's battle plan. I imagine the short letter as a trip to the armory where God suits up his followers so they can stand firm. Possible that the clash of conflict, the presence of enemies and detractors, that believers would become depressed or discouraged. But the final verses blow away that chaff and reveal the warm rays of God's care. I'll often conclude our worship services with these words as we prepare to depart from one another. Now to him who was able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. I admit that this final burst of praise is good medicine to a soul that wonders if God can and will bring us safely finally home. After 23 verses of pointing out the danger of falsehood and error, the letter closes with a flourish. There are three things that we should not miss from this confident crescendo of praise. First, it's God alone who steadies us. To be reminded that he steadies us is a critical part of healthy spiritual life. As the old hymn declares, when all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. Secondly, it's God alone who cleanses us. Victory over sin is found in Christ alone. You have to know the pure and sinless Lamb of God to enjoy his cleansing. Only he can declare us to be without fault. And finally, it is God alone who deserves our praise. Because of his firm grip on us, our hearts can soar with the confidence of eagle's wings. We can praise him for his bright glory, his stunning majesty, his complete dominion, and his awesome authority, because he never slumbers nor sleeps. He keeps his children in the hollow of his hand. That means that the God who kept Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Ruth, David, Elijah, Esther, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and millions down through the ages is the same God keeping you. It was A.W. Pink that said it well, an unknown God can be neither trusted, served, nor worshiped. To know him means that we can trust, serve, and worship him because he is so gloriously capable. If you've ever been injured and benefited from a crutch or walker or the strong arm of a caring friend, you know what it's like to be steadied. Has the accuser ever stolen your joy or drained your strength? Jude 24 and 25 is a perfect prescription for troubled times. This has been Pastor Scott Boger from Westerlo, New York, your pastor for the day, wishing you joy in your journey.